News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
First of all, there have been multiple drone strikes deep into the heart of Russia. Further attacks on Wildberries, their version of Amazon, Wildberries warehouses. Meanwhile, the ousted defence minister has said that despite laws requiring a suspension of elections during wartime, it is his view that the administration in Ukraine needs to offer themselves up for election and that President Zelensky needs to vacate his position or at least be re-elected to it. Emmanuel Chase is with us. She's Ukraine correspondent for France 24. Emmanuel, this would seem to be the most overt and vocal political attack on Volodymyr Zelensky by somebody who would have been seen previously as a loyalist. How damaging will it be?
Mihailo Fedorov, those are words that we hadn't heard from the former defense minister. He hasn't openly called for Volodymyr Zelensky to be ousted or to just step down, but he has called for the possibility of holding elections in the near future. He said that that's only how we could maintain democracy here in Ukraine. And indeed, you've touched upon the heart of the matter. He used to be extremely loyal to the presidency. He's been working along Volodymyr Zelensky since 2019 as a minister for digitization, a deputy prime minister, and then for 6 months, his last mandate was as defense minister. We can hear all the frustration in his speech that he has following his eviction. He's talking about the defense of democracy. He's calling for elections in the near future. He's also mentioning corruption. He says that the system refuses to be reformed. He says that there's he talks about how tyrants don't want to let go of power without ever naming Volodymyr Zelensky. But we see that the president, by, letting Fedorov go, in a sense, just created himself a political rival.
And in terms of the political mood in the country, is he tapping into a growing sense among the people?
Exactly. So we've seen since mid-July that there was a growing frustration among the population following his eviction. It stems from people's incomprehension about this decision. People didn't understand why Volodymyr Zelensky got rid of his very popular Minister of Defense, especially as Mihailo Fedorov is seen as someone who has been highly efficient, someone who was trying to tackle corruption, including within his own ministry. But he seemed to have stepped on too many toes, and he has been, in essence, evicted. And people have been showing support, including today. Protests are planned here in Kyiv.
And to what extent do you think it has anything to do with Mikhailo Fedorov's own personal political ambitions?
Well, I've known Mihailo Fedorov for the 4+ years of full-scale invasion. I've always seen him as a technocrat rather than a politician. But we've seen that within this month, this crucial summer months, during which we've seen people gathering day in, day out to show their support. Sometimes there would be just a few dozens people in other cities of Ukraine, sometimes thousands, especially at the beginning of the protest. We've seen Mihailo Fedorov grasping his own popularity, which really he didn't always benefited from it. He was always well known here in Kyiv, but when you would go to Kharkiv, when you would go to the eastern cities of the country, people wouldn't really know who was this 35-year-old, a very modern technocrat who would talk about digitization, who would talk about drones. But he has proven himself to be quite efficient in his various positions within the government, and that's why he appealed to especially to the younger generation, and he seems to now embrace it, especially now that he sees the prospect of being part of a government, fading away, at least for the near future.
You mentioned his commitment to drone warfare. On that front, we've seen an awful lot of attacks in recent days and again overnight on strategic locations in Russia, many of them aimed at having an economic impact rather than having a military impact. To what extent is that proving effective in taking the war to Russia?
Well, especially when you're talking about striking logistics centers such as the Wildberries centers, there's more than 20 of them who have been struck across Russia. And you have to keep in mind that Wildberries actually sustain Russia's war effort financially and also logistically. Financially, we are talking about Wildberries bank financial system, which actually is under EU sanctions because it supports the Kremlin in its war of aggression. Logistically, if you go on the website of Wildberries, you will see that you can find drone components being sold. You can find military equipment, vests, casks, helmets, you know, being sold. So all that contributes to Russia's war effort. And that's that on top of the economic impact that is being targeted by Ukrainian drones.
Emmanuel, thank you very much for that analysis. Emmanuel Chase there reporting for us. She's Ukraine correspondent for France 24. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.